But let's go over here to Jeannie, and at least we can get the question in before the top of the hour. Hi, Jeannie.
I got through. Hi, Dr. Wright. I've called you before about my granddaughter with adult palsy, and you helped me with that.
Good. I'm glad you helped.
Yeah. Anyway, here's my quick question. Her mother, who is 38, came down with this skin thing on her toes, and she's been back and forth to the doctor, naturopath. They first put her on clindamycin, and that cleared it up a bit, and then she went to the skin doctor ultimately, and he wants her to take a fungus drug in a couple weeks. And here's my question. Isn't that putting a heap of antibiotics on her?
Well, it sure is, ma'am, and especially I stay as far away as I can get from mycin drugs. They chelate a lot of the manganese in the body, and that's not good.
My.
Yeah. And by the way, there was an article about those antibiotics, which category is safer than other categories. It was in the Green Medicine newsletter just last month, so if you're interested, check that out. But getting back to your daughter, this fungus thing, if it's a fungus, is it under her toenails?
It was, yeah, and it got cleared up, but it's still not totally gone, and it went up her leg, and she had a rash on her back, and then that went away with the clindamycin, and she's putting cream on it. It's called the doctor prescribed Trimsinolone topical cream.
Well, yes, that's simply a steroid, ma'am, and all that does is suppress things. It doesn't cure them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, ma'am, I'm sorry. We're coming up on a break here, but let me ask you one other thing, and then we'll have to carry over to after the top of the hour, and that is it on the skin now, or is it under the nails now, or both?
Well,
give her a quick call on the other line, and I'll get back to you after the top of the hour, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And get back to Jeannie. Hi, Jeannie. What's on your mind? Or what's on your fungus?
Right.
Yeah, what's going on with that fungus again, ma'am?
Well, she's here now, and I was asking her, and we're not sure. The toenails are still yellow. The rash is almost gone around her legs, but the toenails are pretty yellow. So we're not sure if that's what you, that it would
yes,
be under there still.
It might be. You can't really say.
Yeah.
A doc who's looked at a lot of them would be able to know, but can't really say over the phone. Couple of things. One, if it does happen to be a fungus, funguses and many, many bacteria are very susceptible to ultraviolet light. No kidding. Just going out in the sunshine, take a vacation to Florida, go lay in the sun on the beach. Make sure that you take plenty of the natural things that protect the skin against skin cancer. I do mean there's lots of natural ones. It's in one of my prior newsletters. One of the better ones happens to be called lycopene, L-Y-C-O-P-E-N-E. That really cuts down risk. And after we're exposed to natural sunlight, researchers proved positive that if we rubbed in something called retin A, retinoic acid, which you have to get a prescription for in our free country, but in Mexico you can get it over the counter. Anyway, you rub that in. Yay! Good for you. Well, you rub that in after the
ultra. How long does it last?
A long time, ma'am. If it's still a clear gel, you're fine.
It's been about 10 years.
So you rub that in after sunshine exposure, and it literally restores the DNA damage that sunshine might have caused. I am not kidding. That's in research papers. But getting back to this, so first thing I'd do is for the skin part, I'd tanning bed, go to Florida, whatever it takes to get some sunshine or simulated sunshine, and make sure to use the natural skin protectors. Now, if it's under the nails, you probably know this, but there is at least one clinic in the Seattle area that uses something like laser light. It's a frequency that penetrates through the nails and kills funguses. That's the good news. The bad news is that treatment costs about $700 to get the nails cleared up. Yeah. So I just worked with a lady last week who came in, among other things, to show me her toenails because a year or two ago, I'd recommended she rub in oregano oil and then rub in DMSO right over the oregano oil. And she said her dermatologist made fun of that and told her it wouldn't work. But she told me, yep, it did take 6-7 months like you told me, but it totally cleared my toenails. And she had definite fungus under her nails. So one can either use the laser light sort of thing or one can use the DMSO with oregano oil, which oregano oil first rubbed in, and then next right away rub in the DMSO, which takes the oregano oil through the toenail and kills the fungus, but that takes months. Okay?
Okay, and then what about those prescriptions? What do you think of those?
I think they're awful, ma'am.
Do you?
I think they're awful.
Yeah,
the first one is a mycinpant medication that actually chelates manganese in the body, and manganese does so many beneficial things for us. We don't want to chelate our manganese. And the second one, again, that's just a patented artificial steroid, and those, mm-hmm. you keep using them, and they tell us they raise our risk of cataracts when we're older.
Oh, okay. Very good. Thank you
very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.